7:20 a.m. on Sunday, the 8th of June, day 23 of my journey around Australia. I'm about 120 kilometres west of Halls Creek, where I stayed last night in a very expensive motel. And I've just finished having a short break where the road crosses the Mary River, sitting in the early morning sunshine on some rocks, warming up and eating one of the sandwiches, the two sandwiches I bought in Halls Creek last night to help feed me today. There's no where to stop and get any food on this haul from Halls Creek to Fitzroy Crossing, where I'll be tonight, staying at another expensive motel. The countryside around here is very open, sort of plains. There's some trees, grass tufts, tussocks, and quite a lot of bare red soil. Again, pretty typically Australian outback. Scrubby trees, nothing real tall, a few higher gum trees and stuff. In the distance to my right, can see fairly heavy cloud banks over the ridges of the Kimberley, which is where I was yesterday. But above me it's a cloudless sky, and the sun's starting to warm up, although it's still quite cool. I took off my jacket at breakfast, and it's a little bit fresh right now. I'm riding again, but I'm sure it's going to warm up quickly. The tourist traffic's just starting to get going. During the night, I left at about 1:45 a.m. Didn't see much, I think maybe two road trains, up till about 6 a.m. Since then I've started to see a few caravans and camper vans, and I'm sure I'm going to see a lot more. This is a fairly heavily travelled tourist route. As I said, you can see the low mountain ranges of the Kimberleys out to the right. That's where I was yesterday. I didn't have such a great day yesterday. I achieved my objective, which was to get to Halls Creek, but I had to deal with headwinds all day, particularly strong in the morning, and rain pretty much all day as well. I didn't really get cold, but my shoes were soaked. There were lots of puddles on the road. Very unusual for them to get rain in the Kimberleys in June, which is in the dry season. But it was there nevertheless, so I got to see a different side of the Kimberleys. All the red mud tracks off to the side were looking decidedly boggy. I saw a minibus with a football team comprised of locals stuck on the side of the road where they'd pulled off and then got bogged. They had a whole football team there to get them out, so I didn't bother stopping. They all gave me a big cheer as I went past and were taking photographs. I imagine they were on their way to Halls Creek for a game. There was footy matches going on in Halls Creek when I came in yesterday afternoon, being a Saturday afternoon. Mixed race team, mixture of Aboriginals and whites. Very strong Aboriginal population up around here. And Halls Creek itself doesn't have a great reputation. It's got a lot of social problems, a lot of failed social programs. Not much for anybody to work on up around here apart from the cattle stations. One of those challenging situations where dealing with the transition, I guess, of Indigenous populations to European ways is taking a fair bit of time, and comes with a lot of problems. Fitzroy Crossing, where I'm going tonight's a town with a similar reputation. However, I have to say everybody's been unfailingly friendly to me. and all giving me a cheer and a wave and saying hello. So I haven't experienced firsthand any of the problems, which is good. Going back to yesterday and the rain, they apparently closed the road into the Bungle Bungles National Park, which is a fantastic area of mountains with eroded sort of beehive rock shapes and narrow valleys with palms and things like that in it. It's about a 3-hour drive off this road along a very rugged four-wheel drive track. But it's sort of a must-see if you've got a vehicle that can handle that kind of road. However, they apparently closed the road yesterday afternoon because the rain was making it impassable. Now the problem is if they keep driving on it in this kind of weather, it takes a long time to recover once things dry out. So they usually try and close the roads till they dry out. I noticed a couple of those sort of four-wheel drive tour buses, the small ones, seem to be changing their plans. I imagine they were going to go in and had to seek some alternative place to go. The scenery in the Kimberleys is really nice. It's got sort of not really high mountain ridges, but mountain ridges on either side. A lot of rocky outcrops overlooking the valleys, red rock. The valley floor, they're sort of high valleys or high plateau really, Kimberley Plateau. Looks quite well vegetated. I imagine running cattle up there is a bit easier than in some places. And there were a few cattle around, also a few horses around. I don't imagine they were wild horses, but they weren't. They were just roaming around, including on the road. Anyway, I got into Horse Creek last night at about, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I was a very tired boy. Didn't get to bed till about 6:30, 7 o'clock, and woke up at 1 o'clock this morning. As usual, the first hours up till the sun comes up are pretty tough. I usually try and have a cup of coffee before I leave to try and get the neurons working. I really dread the sound of that alarm when it goes off to get up. And then when that cup of coffee wears off at about 4 o'clock, 4 a.m., still dark, if I can, I like to have something else with caffeine in. This morning I took a coffee milk with me and drank that. Even then, I get very sleepy, and I sort of recognise the signs. If I get too sleepy, I'll stop, but I certainly was getting sleepy this morning. Big Shell Road train. Three long trailers, tanker just went past. Guy gave me a wave. Caffeine management is really important. I have been carrying a few no-dose caffeine tablets with me. I've only used them twice on the trip, one at a time. I didn't really feel that I had that much effect. Or also tried carrying Red Bull, which is a sort of a soft drink that supposedly has a high caffeine content, but I didn't find that all that effective, and I don't really like the taste all that much, so I've abandoned that, thinking of getting myself a small thermos flask somewhere and making myself up some black coffee to see me through those first 6 hours or any other time I get tired. And once the sun comes up, you know, I guess it's the biological clock, I start to feel a bit better. I guess you can see more around you, so there's more to interest you, and then I'm okay. But lack of sleep's a big deal for me at the moment. It's all I can think about is being able to put my head down and not having to wake up 5 or 6 hours later. And when I think that I've still got another month of this, it just doesn't bear thinking about. I just have to take it a day at a time. Also, I don't get any downtime, you know. I can't, don't have time to sit around and watch a TV program or sit in a cafe and read a paper or anything like that. I've pretty much got to watch every minute. There's a routine that I get into when I get to each motel and or wherever I'm staying at night. I've got to refill the water bottles, wash my sunglasses, set my gear up for night travelling for the next morning, you know, that includes putting headlamp and tail light on my helmet, drying stuff out that's wet, then buying all the stuff I need for that night and the next day, putting most of it in the fridge, assuming there is one, then downloading my GPS track stick file and downloading my podcast, downloading my photographs if I've got them, getting the laptop connected to the wireless internet, which is unfortunately a bit flaky given the small PC I've got, so I often have trouble, and then that wastes time, and then writing the diary and then mailing all that off. Probably the highlight of each evening is reading the incoming email that I get, both from Sharon at home telling me what's going on there, and also from all my friends and people I don't even know who are sending me words of encouragement and in some cases well-received advice that I take heed of and try and listen to, and try and incorporate into my program. Anyway, it's starting to warm up a little bit. It's supposed to be 28 degrees centigrade later today around here, so it's not going to stay cool for long. Now's probably about the best time of the day to be riding. Just a touch on the cool side, sun warm on the back, and I've got probably a slight falling breeze today, which is a pleasant change from yesterday. I was kind of hoping for something a bit stronger, but I'll take a slight falling breeze. That's it for now.